you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
We're glad you're here.
Fellowship's sweeter,
knowing you're near.
Reading from Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, November 11th, 2022. It's 1-1-1-1-2-2. I was telling my two friends here, Tad and Alaric, that I love playing with numbers. I've been a numbers guy. In fact, one time I thought I was going to be an accountant years ago. I love crunching numbers and working margins. At Jewel Food Store, they kind of train you to gross margins and optimizing, buy at this price, sell at this price, what's the percentage, and all that. I used to love crunching numbers, but it has no other meaning than saying it's 1-1-1-1-2-2. So it's kind of fun. But today's topic is with all your heart. And Pastor Jason Schiffo, who was to help facilitate a conversation on a different topic, because of some knee issues and trouble getting around, couldn't make it this morning. And so I thought recently, as I was going through some verses, the concept of with all your heart struck me. In fact, one of my favorite verses is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, which many of you know, and we'll recite that one in just a minute here. But we're going to talk about our hearts. This would be a good message for around Valentine's Day, but I was thinking of all the verses where it emphasizes your heart, or giving thanks to the Lord with all your heart, or trusting the Lord with all your heart, or guarding your heart, or the importance of your heart being the wellspring of life, and so forth. So before we begin with some of those verses, I wanted to give the update about Jason. So hopefully next week, Lord willing, he'll be with us for this edition of Mark and Friends. And for some of you that might have been a little perplexed, and it was kind of funny when I was talking this through with Tad earlier, if you were listening to Testimony Tuesday, some of you that tune in to Great News Radio, the 10 frequencies that we have with WGNJ and WGNN, you would have heard Dr. Sheila Boozer again, and you would have thought, that sounds kind of familiar. It's a great testimony, but didn't I hear this the week before? Yes, that happened, but our Springfield listeners, our WLUJ family of stations, they're 9 different frequencies. They heard the correct program with Pastor Jordan Simmons and his wife, Kristen, the First Lady. I call her the First Lady Junior because they worship with Pastor Larry and Kim Simmons at the same church, and she's officially the First Lady, but I don't know if there's such a thing as a junior First Lady. But anyways, Springfield and the family of stations heard the right program. I got it corrected for the evening, so that's when you heard it, Tad, and you said, no, everything was fine. I was like, well, so probably next Tuesday for Testimony Tuesday, because I had such a delightful time with Pastor Jordan and Kristen, I'll re-air that again for the Springfield listeners, but it'll be the first time for the Great News Radio listeners, at least for those that tune in the morning. Anyways, if I'm making you a little confused, we had a little glitch, and so that's been corrected, and I do want you to hear the Testimony Tuesday time from Pastor Jordan Simmons and his wife, Kristen. So today on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, we're going to talk about with all your heart. But first, I wanted to say, Alaric, you have the distinction of being here 26 consecutive times for the taping of the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. So I want to congratulate you. Yep. It's almost been exactly 6 straight months. We began this in May 20th. Jason and I had been talking about, let's do something with an audience that can come in and be our special guests and enter into the conversation. And so on May 20th, we began with What is the Bible? And I'm going to highlight some of these titles. So if anyone has an interest, all these are archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. So if you have any interest in these topics, we always had studio guests participate. And for the most part, Jason helped facilitate the discussion. I've had a couple other guest facilitators, and there's a few times that I've led. We had Pastor Mark Jordan a month or so back, and Pastor David Hayter a few weeks back, and then Pastor Larry and Kim Simmons last week. And then today, I and Tad, I told him he's going to help facilitate this conversation. But we began with, back in May, what is the Bible? Then what is the church? What is revival? What is true repentance? What is unity? And we did that part one and part two. That's the time where we continued with the studio guests and they stayed on another 20 or so minutes, and we taped a secondary program that you can only hear if you go to the Mark and Friends tab. But that was What is Unity Part One and Part Two, What is Love? And Tim Nelson filled in for me that time, so he helped Jason facilitate that discussion. What is forgiveness? What causes you to drift? Sharing your faith and testimony time. Why is the Trinity important? What is power? What is influence? Raising children and grandchildren. Live by faith, not by sight. Scripture and who is my neighbor? What does it mean? This is the day that the Lord has made. What is authority? Why is staying close to God crucial? The power of forgiveness, the power of love. What are your motives? In case you just tuned in, you're like, what is going on here? Because, yeah, this is taking a little longer than I thought. These are some of the topics that we covered during the live studio audience guests that come in during Mark and Friends. And so then, what are your motives? What is your story? Why is it important for each of us to share Jesus with others? The importance of encouragement. And then last week, the importance to sing, worship, and dance before the Lord. And then today, with all your heart. And Alaric Shoffley has been here all 26 times. So when you make it to 30, I'll have some kind of gift card or award for yeah. you, Alaric. But almost 6 months, Alaric is always here. We always can count on him. And Tad, you've been here the last 3 or 4 times. You're becoming a regular. Appreciate your participation with not only this edition of Mark and Friends, but with the theater troupe and the other ways you've served this ministry, even being that great mechanic to keep the truck on the road so I can get here on time. All right, so our studio guests, the three of us, are going to talk about our heart, the importance of keeping our heart pure before the Lord, being passionate towards the Lord, learning to make him a priority in our lives. We give our time and energy, our talents, our resources to the things that we love. And Jesus Christ taught us this eternal truth. His commandment was to love one another, love them as we love ourselves. So we're going to do some readings of a few different verses that deal with loving God with all of our heart, or the importance of what we should do with our heart. And Tad will begin.
Psalm 9:1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds.
Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
Yeah, that's one of my all-time favorites. I think it's the first verse I ever memorized back when I was like 10 or 11. I probably have recited that 5,000 times throughout my life. It's my go-to verse. If I ever need to give a testimony, I go right to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
And Psalm 26:2, test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind.
Mark 6, verse 52. For they had not understood about the loaves, Their hearts were hardened.
Yeah, I threw that in because I thought that's a real interesting one, because there can be times when we harden our hearts and we have hard hearts towards others or towards situations, and we close our hearts. And I think that'll be something that we might want to talk a little bit about, how at times we got to be cognizant of the fact that are our hearts hardened to a new idea or a concept or a truth or an exhortation to do something, and we just close our hearts or we become kind of obstinate. Okay, anyways, Psalm 24:4, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. Yeah, the importance of having a pure heart.
Psalm 19:14. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
So today, listening friend, we're going to talk about with all your heart. What are you passionate about? What do you do with all your heart? So as a point of conversation, Tad or Alaric, what are the things that you're passionate about that you could put your heart into?
I'm passionate about my work and my family. You've seen when I've worked on your truck, I give you an invoice and it says at the top of it, whatever you find to do, do it with all your strength and all your heart and do it for the glory of God. And that's basically words to live by, literally. If you put God first in everything you do, you will honor him. And that's really all that matters.
Yeah, didn't we talk about, is that Colossians 3:23 or a version of that? Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. And yeah, you don't want to get me on that tangent, because that was a life-changing verse many years ago, that you might be paid by Busey Bank or Bank of America or paid by the school district or Carl Hospital or the state, whatever. But ultimately, you got to view yourself as working for the Lord. You know, your income might be derived by an organization, a ministry, but ultimately, you're working for the Lord. And that Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, and that includes just not the work that you do. It could be the hobby, the activity, the things that you are engaged in, whatever you do. It kind of includes everything, whatever. Work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. It's really him who we're following and serving, even though clients, customers, others may benefit from our efforts. We're really serving the Lord. So yeah, I love that. And I have been invoiced a time or two by you, so I took note of that. That's very good. Alaric, any thoughts on some of the things that you do with all your heart?
The men's choir here at the studio?
Yeah, the men's choir singing with the Singing Men of GNN. He's a great promoter of that. And it shows sometimes in your eyes, Alaric, when you get to sing and be with the guys, you light up. And so that would be maybe a determination on if somebody says, well, I don't know what I do with all my heart. Well, what sparks your eyes to like glow or to be passionate or to be connected or involved? Is it maybe it's reading? Maybe some of you, it's your grandchildren. When you get to hear they're coming over, you just light up. That would be something maybe you're doing with all your heart. And hopefully through today's discussion on doing things with all of our heart, we turn toward the Lord, the giver of life, the one that has given us the ability to have a beating heart and learning to love him with all of our heart. And that's what I love about the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's trusting the Lord with all your heart. I think when we get to know God's character and who he is, we can give our full heart to him. But if you have a wrong perspective of who God is or how God is, or you don't think he's a good father, then you wouldn't give him your whole heart. But you can trust him when you realize his true character and how he's demonstrated great love for us by giving us Jesus. Are any of these verses in front of you, Tad or Alaric, the Psalm 9:1 down through Psalm 19:14, or the ones in between, do any of these strike you in any unique or special way?
I've prayed some of these. Many of them, in fact, especially Psalm 19:14. You know, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. Yeah, this talks definitely about your passion. Everything you do, whatever you say, whatever you think, whatever you do, should be done to glorify God and be pleasing to him. I remember when the second space shuttle crashed, I had to give a talk to a bunch of high school kids about passion. And I told them, I said, you know, if you talk to any of these astronauts, you would have said, you know, you realize there's a risk involved in this. And they're like, I know, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
And you think, these people actually died doing what they loved. Should we not, as Christians, do the same thing for everything we do? And even better, obviously, if you don't die, you can continue to glorify the Lord. But it's about, well, you know, Jesus said, it's not so much what goes into your mouth that defiles you, it's what comes out, right? Because what comes out of your heart.
Right.
So if your heart is right and you are seeking to serve the Lord with everything you do, whether you're the president or a janitor, that's the way you should live.
All right. Yeah. I really enjoyed this Psalm 9, verse 1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. And so the fact, because he's given thanks to the Lord with all of his heart, the most obvious thing that he would do would be to tell others, tell of all your wonderful deeds. And again, I think of that Psalm 40, verse 5, that I've used to launch the Singing Men of GNN, you know, singing and declaring the wonders of God. When we give thanks to the Lord with all of our heart, our passions, our energy, our time, our affections, then it's easy to tell him and to tell others because of the wonderful deeds. He's provided salvation. He's given us the gift of life. He's destined us that follow Jesus in eternity with him. I mean, there's so many things to talk about that we got here today, that we're able to think and converse, and the privilege that we have to talk about him over the radio and to share our faith wherever we go today. That should always be a consequence of giving our heart to the Lord, that we then verbalize his goodness to others.
Another psalm came to mind, the statutes of the Lord rejoice the heart.
Oh, that's a good one, cool. Alaric.
Yeah.
Oh, and you didn't even pull out your Bible. You had that on your heart and on your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. This might be the same thing that you were saying, Tad, or a version of it. Above all else, guard your heart. And out of your heart, like the wellspring of life, the many things come. But there's that importance of guard your heart. In fact, I think I'm going to close out the program. I just thought of that song by Steve Green, Guard Your Heart. I thought that'll be a classic song to close out our discussion on, with all your heart, praying that today you'll give your heart to the Lord. You'll take concrete steps today to just pause and say, Lord, if you haven't already done it today, maybe during your devotional time, or maybe you're hearing the re-airing. I know Tad listens to the morning program many times in the evening, but just stop and pause and say, Lord, take my heart. And use it, mold it, bring to mind the things that the Spirit would have me to know or to realize or to discuss or to share with others, because out of our hearts so many things come. And maybe you need to have a clean heart. That's another great song, Create in Me a Clean Heart, O Lord. But I hope today that you'll give your heart to the Lord. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing with us as we discussed about with all our hearts on today, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. May you be blessed this weekend. Get into a good church. And I hope to visit with your pastor, Eugene, on Saturday, Tad, as I have appreciated him being a part of our Ministry Leaders Network. So I think I'm going to come visit, and I'll see you tomorrow. All right, great. Everyone. Well, get in church this Sunday or Saturday or whenever you get to worship with other like-minded believers, and give your heart to the Lord. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Tad Jagas, and Alaric Shafley with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful. Divided.
feelings that should never have been awaken within, tearing the heart in two. Listen, I beg of you, guard your heart, guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure, don't give it away. Guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear, guard your heart. The human heart is easily swayed and often betrayed at the hand of emotion. We dare not leave the outcome to chance. We must choose in advance or live with the agony, such needless tragedy. Guard your heart, guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure, don't give it away. Guard your heart, guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. Guard your heart, guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure, don't give it away. Guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear, guard your heart. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear.